Okay,
That's
let's
what I
unpack this. We've all gotten pretty used to AI assistance as, quick problem solvers, right? You ask a fast question, get a quick answer, and well, you move on. But what if that interaction, the one we all know, is just the surface? What if for some people AI is becoming something much deeper, like a real chat buddy, a long-term partner for thinking things through, maybe even like a calming influence? So today we're doing a deep dive into a really unique relationship. It's about one person's sustained work with his AI assistant. And the fascinating part, it's the AI itself that revealed how different this relationship is. Our mission here is to explore how this kind of approach takes AI from just being a tool to being a real sparring partner. And maybe more importantly, what that could mean for how you might start using AI in your own work, your own life. All right, so let's meet the person at the center of this, Rob van Linde. He calls himself a Dutch curious guy, really into agility, innovation, digitalization, and AI. What's so interesting is how he deliberately thinks of his AI assistants. He calls them his chat buddies, and he's totally clear-eyed about it. He knows, and he says, they're a conglomerate of code, hardware, and algorithms. So he's not, pretending they're human. He just chooses to interact in this very human-oriented way. Rob even says he's kind of a chaotic person, bursting with endless crazy ideas. And here's the kicker. He actually credits his chat buddies with helping to, well, calm down by helping him structure all that creative chaos. So this isn't just about getting tasks done. It's really about a relationship that supports how he thinks and creates. Now, Rob, being this curious guy, started wondering, okay, how is my way of using ChatGPT really different from how other people use it? So what did he do? He just asked his AI assistant straight up. And ChatGPT's answer, a definite yes, absolutely. Akamprom for Rob's way of interacting is different. And then the AI actually laid out five key things, five big differentiators that make his approach stand out. Let's get into the first one, depth and continuity. ChatGPT pointed out that Rob doesn't just, pop in with a quick question now and then. No, he builds ongoing projects with it. We're talking about really sustained work on specific things that evolve over time, like developing a Confluence lab that sounds like a shared digital space for ideas, or working on a DT specialization, which means design thinking, or even a whole blog series.
Yeah, this first point, depth and continuity, is really it's foundational, isn't it? Most of us probably, when we open up an AI chat, we treat it like Google
Yeah.
almost, or a quick helper. Ask the question, get the answer, close the window. It's very transactional. But Rob, as the AI itself noticed, is having this persistent dialogue. He keeps the context going across days or weeks, maybe even months. And what's really fascinating there, I think, is the kind of implicit training that's happening. Because he keeps working on these same big projects, Rob's essentially building up this super specialized context model right there in that AI session. It remembers the earlier chats, the little details, the overall direction. So the AI isn't starting cold every single time. It's actually building on this rich, stored understanding. It acts more like a project manager who's been with you all along. Or maybe a research assistant who really knows your work. It kind of suggests that the real power might not be in those single one-off questions, but in the compound interest you get from sticking with it over time.
Compound interest. I like that. That really captures it. It's like the AI develops this living memory of the work you're doing together, which
Right.
makes every new interaction potentially smarter, more valuable. And that rich context, that evolving history, it seems like the perfect setup for the second point ChatGPT made,
Yeah.
reflection and storytelling. The AI noted that Rhype actually weaves in personal stories, creating what it called a human narrative arc in their chats.
Exactly. And this is where it really goes beyond just swapping data. Yeah. Rob isn't just giving the AI facts or instructions. He's bringing in bits of his own life. He's adding flavor to the conversation with personal experiences, like stories from Amsterdam or things he learned while in Denmark or that funny anecdote from an agile coach interview. Or even remember the story about being thrown out by LinkedIn. Now, this isn't just like making small talk. It actually serves a really important function. By putting in these human touch points, these narratives, Rob is adding layers of, well, qualitative stuff, emotional context, real-world nuance, things that raw data just can't capture. It's almost like he's teaching the AI about the human side of things, the why behind his projects. And that helps the AI grasp the unspoken stuff, the motivations, maybe even the cultural background of his work, which should lead to suggestions that are not just accurate, but actually more relevant and creatively aligned with him.
Right. So it's not just about what needs doing, but why it's important to him personally. And that helps the AI understand on a much deeper level.
Yeah, that's a huge step up from just asking for a list of bullet points. Okay, so the third key difference ChatGPT saw was integration. Rob connects everything. He sees topics that seem totally separate, even whole fields, as basically part of one cohesive ecosystem.
And this is a really profound shift, I think, in how you can interact with AI. Most users, and the AI picked up on this, tend to keep things separate, compartmentalize. You know, you might ask about design thinking in one chat window, then open another one for agile stuff, and maybe a third for OKRs, objectives, and key results, that goal-setting framework. But Rob, he links it all together, constantly. He's always making connections between these different areas, design thinking, agile, AI itself, OKRs, company culture. He even throws in Dutch sayings sometimes to make a point. And what this does is pretty remarkable. It actually encourages the AI to look for new connections, to synthesize insights across these different domains. So instead of getting answers stuck in silos, Rob's integrated way of talking lets the AI act more like a cross-disciplinary connector. It might suggest, for instance, how an agile idea could apply to a design thinking problem, or how culture affects OKR success. This really pushes the AI beyond just fetching information, pushes it towards actual synergistic thinking.
It's like he's modeling interdisciplinary thinking, not just for himself, but for the AI he's working with, showing it how to think more broadly. Which leads us nicely into the fourth point, creation, not just consumption. ChatGPT saw that Rob doesn't just brainstorm or outline ideas with the AI, he actually publishes the stuff they create together.
Yes, and that's a critical difference. It really elevates the AI's role. It goes from just being an assistant to being a genuine co-creator. Look, lots of people use AI for brainstorming, right? Or getting a first draft, summarizing things. That's mostly a consumption mindset. But Ruddy takes it further. The things that come out of his chats with the AI, whether it's blog posts, things he shares in communities, pages in his Confluence lab, it's not just for his eyes only. It gets polished up and put out there into the world. And that commitment to actually producing something, it changes the whole game. Fundamentally, it implies, you know, a higher standard for the collaboration. There's a need to refine things, to iterate back and forth, to make sure that what they create together isn't just interesting, but actually solid and ready for others to see. It pushes both Rob and the AI toward this shared goal of making something real, something tangible and impactful.
Yeah, he's not just playing with ideas. He's actually finishing them, shipping them with his AI partner. That really speaks to a deeper level of partnership. Which brings us neatly to the fifth and final point, collaboration. ChatGPT really stressed that Rob doesn't see it as just a tool. He treats it like a sparring partner.
Right. And this might be the most sort of human-like part of how Rob interacts. He deliberately tries to build this reciprocal relationship. He uses phrases like, we'll do this together. He even playfully called the AI Mr. AI-based plumber once when it was helping him structure ideas.
See, that's not the usual top-down user commands tool dynamic, is it? It's much more like an active partnership, almost like equals in the creative dance. So the AI in this picture isn't just a database to pull facts from. It's a sounding board. It can challenge his assumptions. It's a complementary intelligence. It feels like a relationship built on, maybe, trust and mutual contribution, where both sides are actively shaping the final thing instead of one just telling the other what to do. That really does stretch the definition of human-AI collaboration. So if we pull together all these fascinating points that ChatGPT made about Rob's unique style, the AI itself summed up the main difference perfectly. It said, with you, it's more like a long-term collaboration than a quick Q&A. And for us, and hopefully for you listening, Rob's example is a real aha moment. It's like an invitation to seriously rethink how you might be interacting with AI.
Exactly. If you connect this to the bigger picture, Rob's whole approach kind of gives us a roadmap, a way to move beyond just using AI for quick tasks towards something genuinely transformative. Just think about the implications. When you aim for that depth and continuity, you're not just having a longer chat. You're actually building this persistent, evolving knowledge base inside the AI. So your AI stops being just a generic tool and starts becoming more like a specialized extension of your own thinking. It learns your style, your projects, your specific ways of looking at things. Imagine how much more efficient it is to work with a partner who already knows the backstory from your last 10 brainstorming sessions.
Right. And then when you layer on reflection and storytelling, you're not just feeding it dry data. You're giving it human context. You're teaching the AI not just what the information is, but why it actually matters, connecting it to real life, personal meaning. Now, that might sound a bit soft, but it seems really crucial for getting outputs that feel right, that resonate more deeply, outputs that aren't just generically correct, but are actually relevant to you. So how could someone start doing that? Maybe just by explaining the why behind a question or sharing a quick, relevant personal story when asking for advice on something.
Precisely. Little steps like that. And then there's the integration piece, consciously connecting different ideas. This isn't just about being organized. It's actively teaching the AI how to synthesize across different fields. Most of us, maybe by default, we keep our problems in separate boxes. But Rob shows that by deliberately linking our different interests and projects, whether it's design thinking, managing personal finances, cultural insights, whatever now, we actually empower the AI to spot new connections, to see patterns we might have missed, and to suggest really innovative ideas that pop up at the intersection of these different areas. It's about weaving a richer tapestry of knowledge for the AI to work with.
And importantly, that whole journey leads towards creation, not just consumption, and true collaboration. It really is about shifting from just passively getting information to actively co-creating something real and valuable. But that requires a different attitude, doesn't it? Treating the AI like a genuine partner in making something, giving it feedback, pushing back on its ideas sometimes, iterating together until you get a polished result. It definitely demands more engagement, more commitment, and a willingness to see the AI as, well, more than just a clever machine. What do you think is the biggest, maybe, hurdle or the most exciting part of trying to adopt that collaborative mindset? For me, I think it's just changing how you see it, getting past that black box feeling and really starting to view it as like a second brain you can work with.
That's a really good question. And I think you're right. That shift in perception is probably key. For a lot of people, the idea of a long-term chat buddy might sound like, well, more work than just asking a quick question. And maybe there's some truth there. It does take more deliberate effort, right? More setting the scene, more commitment to keeping the conversation going. But the potential upside, as Rob's experience really highlights, seems huge. It's about building a relationship that actually gets better, more insightful, and more productive the longer you engage with it. It's kind of an investment in a different kind of intelligence partner. It really challenges us, I think, to explore the full range of what these AIs can do, not just their most obvious immediate uses.
And there you have it, Rob Van Linde's really unique human-centered approach to AI, turning it from just a utility into a genuine chat buddy, a long-term collaborator. It's quite a powerful example of what can happen when we start to shift how we perceive these incredible tools.
Absolutely. Rob's story really makes you think, doesn't it? Are we truly tapping in to the full potential of these powerful assistants, or are we maybe holding them back, limiting them, just by our own ingrained expectations about technology? What happens when more people start treating AI not just as a tool to be used, but as a genuine partner to think with, to create with, on their intellectual journey? It's definitely a fascinating question to chew on, and maybe something for you to consider the next time you open up your own AI assistant. What long-term project could you maybe start collaborating on today?